Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the show, Daniel Baldwin. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. So we're excited you're in Buffalo. Yay. Now, here's my question. So you've come to Buffalo to shoot a show, and I want to hear all about it. Was there supposed to be snow on the ground while you guys were shooting?
Well, I think that they've taken that into consideration. You know, I mean, let's face it, we're in the snow belt. I live in upstate New York. I'm north of Syracuse. So I'm standing outside with my dogs right now, and there's snow all over the place. So I think that's a part of what you expect, you know, being from central New York. I think that, you know, two things that you think of immediately when you think of Buffalo, New York, you think of the Bills and you think of snow, you know.
Yes.
And so, of course, that has to play into it, because the story is an indigenous story. It is about, you know, things that happen based on three books that occur in Buffalo, New York. But, you know, I'm so excited, though. You know, I did a movie with Vivica Fox up there just in the last 2 years, and a crossbreed, and it was amazing. You know, you're apprehensive as an actor when you go to a city to work that's not known for its filmmaking, because it's hard to crew up and it's hard to find actors. That was not the case in Buffalo. Buffalo, it was an absolute Hollywood production. The talent level was deep. You know, I mean, I'm really, really excited to have a show that shoots right up from where we're from. I mean, it's really, really going to be fun.
Dan, you have a show, the series, that is right now they're scouting locations. They're set to film here in February and beyond. The show is called For Nothing. And as you said, it's a gritty kind of dark crime drama. But this is based on mob family in Buffalo. Can you tell me more about the story and also the guy who created it, being a Western New Yorker?
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing about the creator is he's from here. So, you know, he had, you know, a dad that worked at the Chevy plant, I believe, you know, for 20 or 30 years. And he knows, you know, we all have a family member that knows a story or knew a guy, you know.
Or I got a guy.
I got a guy.
So, you know, but Buffalo is a city. It's one of the biggest cities besides New York City in the state. Mm-hmm. And there's some guys that have been in and out of Buffalo, you know. So this is going to be not the stereotypical soprano sounding Jersey, New York City. This is going to be the Buffalo guys, you know.
Right.
And there's a lot of deep stories to tell. There's a very large stereotypical, when it comes to these types of stories, Italian community in Buffalo, very well known and very well respected in many ways. But there's some guys, you know, and
yes, there are. They're going to want to all, Daniel, they're going to see you in Buffalo shooting, and you're going to get a guy who's going to want to talk to you and be like, come here for a second. Like, he's got a story for you that he's going to want you to add to this.
Yeah, the thing I don't want, being somebody who was on The Sopranos, is I don't want somebody to walk up to me and go, hey, I would never have said it like that.
Right. Hey, or let's go for a ride. I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah, exactly.
When do you start shooting?
Why is your car all lined with plastic? It looks so tacky.
We're watching the same shows, I think. Have you guys started shooting, or when does this all happen?
You know, they're ramping up now. I don't work until the end of February. And, you know, the other really exciting thing is that, economically speaking, you know, the stimulation that happens to a city, you know, when you bring a TV series that gets picked up, and I fully anticipate the show will get picked up. It's based on some really, really good material. And the interesting thing about it is this is going to start 3 years before the first book. So, you know, they're kind of have a lot of license. They don't have to base it, you know, so much on the books. It'll morph into the books as we do several episodes. But you know, it's kind of left up to the writers now to say, hey, man, what do you want to do? What got us here? And that'll be based somewhat on fact and somewhat on their imagination and what, you know, what seems to be fun and interesting to tell. The other thing that's really interesting about the story is it's not like, and the comparison a lot of times is to The Sopranos. We follow Tony Soprano in that show. Mm-hmm. We followed his in and outs. This is going to be a multi-pronged, effect that's going on. You're going to follow several characters with several very diverse storylines, and so that's exciting. And I am one of those storylines. So I look forward to seeing. I've seen the pilot, but I'm like, hey, what's episode 1 through 5? Like, where am I going?
What's your character like?
I'm one of those guys who's not the boss, but in line somewhere, in the first few guys to be boss. And he turns around, Falzone is the name of the character, and he's one of those guys that are very calculated. You want to take your shot when it's the right time. And so one boss goes down, and then does he step up now? Maybe it's not the right time. Do you want to rock the boat? Because remember, it's not like you retire from the union when you're no longer the leader here. It usually ends in a very, very bad way.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make that move to be the leader or one of the big leaders or boss, as they call them, of a family, you've got to make that move when it's the right time. And he passes a couple of times through the arc of the story for when it's time for him to make his move, and then ultimately he does take a shot at it. But it's going to be interesting to watch, because those guys are very, very calculated. They have a real code about them, that they have to follow. And I think this could be interesting about my character is what he bases those decisions on, and how they think, what motivates them to make that move,
That unmistakable Baldwin sound on the radio. It's Daniel Baldwin talking about the show called 4-0, which is set to shoot in Buffalo. The creator, executive producer, writer of the show based on the books is from Buffalo. Nicholas Denman did these stories and planning to shoot here. It hasn't been decided who picks it up. I don't think there's going to be a problem finding it on Amazon or Hulu or Netflix. Those companies are all very eager to get content, and a show like this will do very well. I predict Netflix just because of that Irishman that did so well for them.
Yeah, they're definitely a candidate. I think that, it always ends up being one thing. Take a look at the script. As an actor, producer, as the network, you want to look at the material, and it's really, really well written, and it's got, so many different elements to it. That you want to you read it, and when you're reading it, did you put it down to go check out who's leading the Giant game, or you couldn't put it down because you didn't care, you forgot about the Giant game, what I mean? That kind of thing. So this is one of those pieces where you start reading it and you start going, wow, was that guy gonna, you start anticipating, and then it twists and you go, what, why did he do that? And you get pissed, when you're reading it, thinking, what a stupid move. And then you think it's going to end one way. And then the guy turns out to do the right thing. And you go, he did the right thing. I thought for sure he was going to have that guy killed. It's just you don't know. It's a roller coaster ride.
I love that part. Here's the thing, Daniel, with all of these new TV shows and movies being shot in Buffalo, which we love. The city loves it. It's exciting for us. It's fun. But here's the City of Good Neighbors problem. In Buffalo, everybody's so nice. They just give away everything free. So I'm so worried our city will never make any of the economic impact from it. Because anytime, like, you go to a restaurant, we'll feed the entire cast. You go here, you go to the bar, well, right, drinks are on Buffalo. Like, we just give away the farm. Like, our city, we need to be more hardened and tough so we get ready for, like, this Hollywood-type thing happening. But all anyone wants to do is just give you guys free stuff. Can you give us a pep talk?
Well, here's what I think you're going to find. First of all, let me say that you have a mayor there that sees it. He does. He was very, very helpful.
Byron Brown.
He did, and he showed up on set. He made his presence known. And his gratitude to have film come to town. That's not always everyone usually shows up with their hand out. So exactly in line with what you're saying, remember that, somewhere in the middle is probably the best place to be. And what I mean by that is, if it normally costs you, $30 per guy to feed them for lunch, and in Buffalo, no, don't give it away for free. But could you make it 24 so that we can feed 150 people and we want to come back to your place? You're going to find that will be the middle ground that happens.
Good.
People want the business. People want to make some money and stimulate the economy. But you know what? It is Buffalo, and we're really, really nice in upstate New York. So, listen, the difference between us and some of the places you're used to is we're going to shave some money off that because we appreciate you bringing the business. I think you're going to find happens.
Cool.
How is the Baldwin clan doing? I follow sort of through Haley in Ireland, but it's a big family. How's the family doing?
You know, I want to end a rumor. I think there's one brother who changes the color of his hair and gains and loses weight. I really don't believe there's more than one. I want to tell you that. You know, and right now, sadly for all of them, I'm the one that's in the best shape.
Are you? There you go. Look at that. Winning the Baldwin game. Is that is your character? What's your look?
I just did a documentary film, which was probably the greatest journey of my career as an actor, where, you know, as a service to my own sobriety, I placed people into recovery. And I placed this kid who his mother was my brother Alex's first girlfriend in junior high school. That's how long I've known this family.
Okay.
Wow.
And I placed the boy PJ into a rehab facing charges, you know, drug-related charges. Mm-hmm. And I put him in once, and he relapsed. I put him in again. 2 years, he relapsed. And so finally, the last time, I have to fly to Wilmington and meet the judge and make a deal with him to get this kid out of going to prison for like 10 years. So he makes the deal with me, and I said to him, write a list of the 10 things you always wanted to do, that if you overdose or end up in prison, give me the bucket list. So he writes his list, and I took out the list that I wrote in 2006 when I got sober. And we had one match, to run with the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. So I said, you get 2 years sober, and I will take you to run with the Bulls. He gets 3.5 years sober, meets some girl online, goes out with her. They both shoot up heroin. He overdoses and dies. Ugh. And I lost him. And this was a kid I knew since he was born. So I took my physical in January of 2019, and I was 285 pounds. And my doctor said, you're in trouble. You know, your triglycerides, all your stuff is bad. You have to do something. So I went on this diet-free life diet that I learned from this guy, Robert Ferguson. And I went from 285, February 7th, I started. July 8th, I was down to 228. And I went, I flew to Barcelona. I drove to Pamplona. And I ran with the Bulls with PJ's ashes in my hands. And then I went to the stadium, finished the run, and spewed his ashes to fulfill my promise to PJ and run with the Bulls with him. I shot all of this, interviewing his family, it's the first time all four Baldwins are in the same film. And I'm cutting the documentary together now. It's called My Promise to PJ.
Wow.
So yes, because my 58-year-old big fat ass was too frightened to run with the Bulls, I lost a lot of weight. And I've actually been able to keep most of the weight off right now. So I'm probably in the best shape I've been in since I was in high school.
So is your character in the show you're shooting, is it like, are you like a good-looking, fit character? Like, what's your look for the show?
You know, with my luck, I'm going to lose another 10 pounds, get ready to go to camera, and they're going to put a big burn on my face or something.
Oh, no. No, they can't do that to you. No.
Hey,
that
Bernie,
would be bad.
What are you doing?
Forget about it. Wow. You know, I just have to comment on the drug problem. The drug problem is a big thing here in Western New York and every city, I think. And it's so scary. And it's just, I mean, any kind of attention you can bring to it that way is good attention. And we've heard so many times there are relapses with drug addicts, and you do have to kind of learn what that world is like to be able to work with
somebody.
Nobody
signs up for addiction.
Give you credit.
And it sounds like you yourself are doing the right thing for yourself. And I'm sorry you couldn't help PJ.
Yeah, well, you know what? The big thing about the film for me was what happens to the people that are left behind. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
I mean, it's a very unnatural for a mother to be interviewed talking, you know, about her 30-plus-year-old son no longer being here. That's just not natural. You're supposed to outlive your children.
Yeah.
And you know, when this does occur, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. You know, and hopefully that. That comes out in the film, and people can learn something from it, that it doesn't have to be that way.
I hope we get to talk to you again, and you have to give a message to Nick Denman, who is, of course, from the South Towns. You have to tell him not to get too Hollywood on us. He's still from Buffalo. You got to always remember that. Don't let him be too producery, you know?
You know,
keep your eye.
You know what the funny thing is? I just spoke with him on the phone this morning.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, is there anything you want me to be saying or anything, you know, because I'm just going to do me, and wherever it goes. And he said, no, man, just do your thing. He is so down to earth and so level headed, and he gets it. You know, when you've been so blessed to drink from the well, it becomes your responsibility to replenish the well so that those after you get an opportunity to also take a sip. And he gets that. You know, this is why it'd be so easy to shoot this in LA and sell it to me, you know, Buffalo, but he's bringing it home.
Yeah, I love it.
And that's what it's, Yeah, you got to love that, man.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have the two. I'm going to have you Google this now. I have the two most famous dogs in the world.
Not a chance. I have English bulldogs. Go ahead. What are your dogs?
Okay. No. I mean, personally, my two dogs are the most famous dogs in the world.
Okay.
I have Rufus, who is a 170-pound English Mastiff.
And I have
Jethro, who's a 215-pound English Mastiff. So when I get my ex buys me Rufus, and then a year later I buy Jethro.
They're huge.
So she's screaming in the living room. Come in here. Bring the camera. I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, watch this. And if you Google dog teaches brother to sit, the video comes up. My dog, the older of the two Mastiffs, is getting a biscuit each time they sit. And so Jethro, the little one, won't sit. So Rufus takes his paw and puts it on Jethro's back and sits him. So I turn around, I watch him do it the first time, and I went, he did not just do that. I go, try it again. Let's see. For the second time, he puts his paw on his hindquarters, sits him, and then leaves his arm wrapped around him, holding him there, until he gets the biscuit.
I've seen this.
Okay, that's my dog.
That's your dog?
Oh, my gosh.
Those are my boys. But wait till you hear the story. It gets better. So Robin turns around and says, I'm sending that into America's Funniest Home Videos. I said, Robin, don't do it, because you have to renounce all your rights to the video. I promise you that video goes viral. And by definition, that's usually 50,000 or more views. Mm-hmm. I said, if it goes to a million, a one-minute-long video is worth somewhere between 7 cents to 9 cents per view.
Wow.
It goes viral. It goes over a million. Guess how many views?
How many?
Take a guess.
2 million?
I'll say 10 million.
Okay. 92 million views in 12
what?
Months.
What?
Okay, listen, you're buying lunch in February when you come to shoot.
No. There's a bad wah. So Robin, I go away to do a movie, and she goes, you know what, the hell with him. I'm sending it in. Renounces all our rights, sends it into America's Funniest Home Videos. They send her a T-shirt, and we lose all our rights to the video.
Should listen. Your dogs are beautiful.
They're good boys.
Yeah, they are good boys. That's so funny. It's so cute. We have to talk again when you come back to Buffalo, okay? Let's hang out.
Let's make time to come in.
I would love that. That would mean a lot to us.
They're scouting locations, Jan, so maybe your place downtown or our studio here.
Oh, yeah, I have a sick place. You have to see my place. Right on the water, great views.
I'm sure I'm there for, you know, like a week, so I'm sure there's going to be some time that I can shoot in there and see you guys. Maybe I'll get Nick, we'll come in.
Yeah, we would love that. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you. I'm so happy everything's going so well for you. That's really cool.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you. We'll take
that. The show is called For Nothing. It's going to be shooting here. It's a crime. It's a mob drama. Writer, producer is from Buffalo, and that's Daniel Baldwin, one of the stars. Tom Sizemore is in it as well. It looks like a perfect cast for what they're shooting. So they're scouting this weekend, shooting in February.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.